I'm always struck when we look at the contrast between the two Gospels that we hear on this Palm Sunday, this Passion Sunday. We begin in the back of the church with the proclamation of our Lord's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. This beautiful Gospel where our Lord is entering into Jerusalem as the conquering king and the triumphant hero. It's kind of their version of what we did here in Malta last week when all the National Guard members were returning, how they put the flags along Central Avenue. So as they came into town from Billings, they had these flags lining their way, you know, showing their way into town. It's much the same thing. You know, our heroes that have served our nation are returning home. But then we have the contrast with the second gospel, the Passion, which we all participated in, the Passion and death of our Lord. Instead of a triumphant hero, our Lord is treated like a disgraced criminal. And he's so disgraced that he received the most brutal punishment that the Roman Empire could inflict, the crucifixion. It was the most terrible, the most torturous, the most painful punishment, most humiliating punishment. And so our Lord had that severe punishment inflicted on him. These two Gospels really show the contrast or the contradiction as we see it in our Lord's life. Because our Lord Jesus is God. He could have been honored throughout his entire life here on earth. He could have had the parades and the processions throughout his entire life wherever he went. He could have had the honor and the glory that he deserved as God. But instead, as St. Paul said, Christ Jesus, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Our Lord did not come to earth to be honored. He did not come to earth to receive the glory and adoration of the people who lived at that time. Instead, he came with great humility. He became one of us and was humbled and lived very humbly. And he came to die for our sins. That is why he came to earth, to open salvation for us by giving his life for our sake. If we are truly Christians, if we are truly followers and disciples of Christ, which is what the word Christian means, his humility is our example. We are to live that humility. We're not to seek the honor and glory of others for its sake, that we might be lifted up. We are not to seek to be well-liked for just the sake of being well-liked and being popular. And most importantly, we are not to do what is popular opinion if it is opposed to the will of God. And we see why that's so important in the Gospels today. Popular opinion when our Lord came into Jerusalem, that he was the conquering king and people praised him as he came into town. A week later, popular opinion had swayed against him and the same crowd was shouting, crucify him, crucify him. Popular opinion can sway that quickly, even in our day, especially in our day and age. Instead, our lives should be humbly seeking to glorify God and not ourselves. If we do that, as the prophet Isaiah promises us, we will not be disgraced or put to shame. But instead, we will be given God's help in those trials and tribulations that are sure to come. And then at the end of our lives, we will be raised up by him to eternal life. So I encourage you this Holy Week, as we prepare for the celebration of our Lord's Passion, death, and resurrection, that you take time to reflect on his passion. Watch the movie The Passion of the Christ or some other movie like Jesus of Nazareth, which shows our life, our Lord's life. Or to take the scriptures themselves, the readings which we had today, and to reflect on our Lord's passion. And then in our lives, to seek to live that humility which our Lord showed while he was here on earth, so that we might, in the words of St. Paul, confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.